Sabah, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be there.
Thank you. This is a real rollicking fun ride for the audience, in which we witness a range of characters all attempting to one-up this rather dim-witted Russian oligarch who decides he can bribe the local Vienna authorities to allow him to build this villa in a party. Can you tell us, where did you get the idea for the film?
Actually, I come from documentary film, so everything is designed and fiction. I live in Vienna quite a long time, like 19 years. And if you are abroad, you're looking for the guys from your language, from your own country. Sometimes you met the people you can never imagine met it in your own country, because they're also looking for a contact. I am like a psychotherapist for them. So we talk in hours and hours and hours. The stories that Russian guys tell me about your life and the situation, that much crazy and funny that at one point I decided to write about them. I observe very long time. The plot is designed, but with very, very life elements, let's say.
So based on sort of
and what happens now in our politic in Austria. I don't write this script. I'm sorry, but it just happens like copy paste here in reality.
What I found interesting was that, I mean, to like a lot of films that are similar, is it also has this, they largely have a male cast, and this has three sort of female main leads, and who are all in their sort of individual way trying to sort of break out of their sort of gender roles. Did you want to tell us a little bit about that aspect of the film?
Gender roles. So actually, I thought about we have a big gender problem in Austria. For example, four main professional, it's like a screenwriter, director, producer, and composer. Let's say this is 100%. Observe a film academy, like 48% of them, but only 21%. So it's really not okay. So we fight for this. We try to change the situation and to make some quote or something like this, but it's a very long way. And the second problem is also that the screenwriter very seldom put female character the leading role. So this was for me interesting point, and I take as a genre a body movie that's actually normally is male genre, and put women here, and like a classical body movie also in caviar is it's about friendship and loneliness. So three very, very different character, female character, became a friends during this adventure.
I mean, the film has a real sort of, I mean, while based in Vienna, it still has a real feel of one of those sort of classic Russian comedies. I was thinking of like things like Leonard Gadot's Dark 12 Chairs, or even some of the sort of Russian plays like The Government Inspector. You tell us, what were the kind of influences that you drew on in making this film?
Many. I study in film academy, you know, I saw like three films a day during 6 years, so all of them inspired me a lot, so I saw very much classic, but I personally like Tarantino, Guy Ritchie, Almodovar, it's my favorite, and yes, certainly I try to do something quickly, something on the point. So
yeah. I mean, it has a really fast pace. It's actually really, like, the film really moves, doesn't it?
Yes, I have 1,093 cuts in my film. Normally, you have 900 in a film, in 90 minutes film.
Also, I really like the little animations that you have. They actually look like the sort of classic Russian comedies. They sort of little animations, the sort of way that they're sort of drawn. Just tell us a little bit about the animations. Cause that's really...
mm-hmm. Actually, in Russian cinema, animation it's not common case. Actually, when I work with them, it was great done by Maria Otto. This is the Austrian artist. And when we're looking for a style, I just say, let's try something between Monty Python and Russian avant-garde.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. That's sort of Terry Gilliam, or very much so. Now, the main oligarch film, in the character in the film, is at the beginning, it's said of him, catch the biggest Russian fish, small brain, but a belly full of caviar. And he has this whole entourage of people surrounding him. Can you just tell us a little bit about some of these characters that sort of involved in the elaborate... No, just about the sort of characters around him that are all trying to sort of be involved in the scam.
Corruption is... now in Austria, the theme number one. So, and if you observe, if you happens in reality, so this is something really that I try to together with my co-screenwriter Robert Buchschwenter. He was very much observed this, very much interested about it, and it was a line that exploding now in reality.
One of my favorite scenes is the flash mobs, when you got this artist collective of fake construction workers. Did that take a lot of work organizing that scene?
Oh yes, it was very crazy day for me, because I think production manager was hating me because he have like 30 centimeter big term of paper to make it possible. And the problem was that all of the scene that happens on the bridge, it was like we began like at 6 in the morning, and we should finish it at 4 o'clock, because it was already autumn and dark. So I don't know how it's called in English, but in German we call it pensum. For this scene was quite 9 minutes a day. It's for debut very, very much. Normally you shoot between 3 and 4 minutes a day. So I have 9 minutes. But it was only of this day possible. It was a Sunday and the bridge was closed.
Getting a lot organized, but it's taken a lot of work. You have some great observations in the film about, particularly about Russian parties. You either run out of money or friends. Three great things to ruin a good relationship: vodka, jealousy, or caricature. So, you tell us a little bit about the most bizarre Russian party you've ever been to.
What is it, party like in Russian? Or
yeah,
what's
it like to party in Russian? Yeah.
You know, the difference between European guys and Russian guys is Russian don't have a distance, and if alcohol enough, it's never enough, you know? So they go till the end.
Okay, and just finally... what's been the sort of the audience reactions to the film so far? Have you had the chance to sort of be in a cinema and just sort of gauge how people have taken the film?
It's already fourth or fifth festival. I became audience prize at Marx Opfer's prize. This is the oldest debut film festival in Germany, and it's quite big surprise for me, and I never saw the people laughing like this, you know, like put like falling down in the chair. Yes, and I saw very precisely and about the audience, because I try to analyze at what part the people laughing in Austria, Germany, and in Moscow Film Festival. I was in Moscow Film Festival, and I was very surprised that the people also laughing and also love this. And this is very, very great for me, because It was very difficult to find a line between Austrian humor, German humor, and Russian humor, and put it together, because they worked in completely different, let's say, vector.
All right, well, thanks for that. Thanks for so much time with us. I hope that you find another a Russian oligarch will find your next film, eh?
Yes, I already prepared the next one, and it will be about vodka.
Oh, excellent. Now, that does sound good, yeah. Okay, excellent. So that's Elena Tikhanova, whose film Caviar premieres at the Sydney Film Festival.